quite a transition from Dan Maraldi there before that. But hey, it works. As we talked about, it is college radio, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is brand new, Dan Bankhurst. Dan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing even better now that I just found out this is your first radio experience.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a little bit nervous. But
it's okay.
But yeah, this is pretty cool.
Are you nervous because Lori's standing right there staring at you?
Well, it's kind of the whole thing, but, you know, I'm feeling good. So.
Well, of course, you are here because you have a brand new release coming out this Wednesday. I'm holding it in my hands right now. Mm-hmm. At First Sight, Dan Bankhurst, this Wednesday at Nighttown. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the show coming up?
I scheduled this show with Jim Wadsworth, and he's the booking agent there, and he kind of runs Nighttown there. And so we did that a while ago, and actually planned it before I really even started recording the CD. I just had a goal in mind to get it done by then, and it worked out, thank God. Kind of like, you know, with only a week to spare, really. So we just got the CDs last week. I'm really excited about it, you know.
Well, that's one of the interesting things. You actually got a hold of Eric and I back in July, which for musicians, I mean, I hate to feed into the stereotype, but usually it's about a week before, hey, man, can I get on the radio? But you were on it. You were on it back in the summer.
Well, yeah, you know, the whole goal was to hopefully have an album out by, you know, before I was 25. And I've had all this music for a while, and I just wanted to compile it and get it out there, you know. So I wanted to try to set a goal for myself, and I turned 25 in late November, so I thought, you
look
know.
Look at that.
Yeah, so.
No, I've played with you before last year, and when I first got to know you, I knew you as an electric player.
Yeah.
I didn't know you even had this side of you. Is this a new thing, or have you always kind of gone towards the finger picking?
This is kind of fairly new. I started off probably about, you know, 12 years old or so playing electric stuff. You know, I was actually, my first favorite band was Metallica and like heavy metal and stuff like that, and kind of just went around the field and I love, you know, every style. Got into blues. I've been a big blues guy and you know, been big Dave Matthews fan and Bob Marley, everybody, you know, so I love a little bit of it all. And when I was probably 15 or so, I got a big Baby Taylor guitar, and that was kind of, you know, I would just play that all the time. And then I kind of put it, though, down probably 17 years old and just played electric again for the next 5 years or so, and for the most part, you know. And then it was just about a couple years ago that I picked up the acoustic guitar again, and it was the first time that I saw a guy by the name of Tommy Emmanuel, and he's one of my biggest influences, and he just, you know, when I saw him play, my mind was blown. You know, I thought I had seen it all already on the guitar, and until I saw him, and so that was a pretty special moment, and right from there on, I mean, you know, I just basically play acoustic all the time, you know, 99% of the time. So
Wednesday at Nighttown, you are releasing your new album. What can people expect? Is this going to be a completely acoustic performance just by yourself?
Yeah, well, this is mostly going to be a solo acoustic performance. There is going to be somebody who sits in, a couple people that sit in, so there's going to be a couple fun surprises.
So you can't say it on the air, huh?
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you going to have B.B. King himself come down and play with you?
Well, you never know. He's still around.
Well, that's reason enough to get down there. Well, why don't you play a tune for us? What are you gonna do?
Okay,
first?
Yeah, I figured I'd try this one here called Mitchell Lane, and this is the second second track off the album.
Dan Bankhurst on Neo Rocks.
Should I move this at all? Okay.
Dan Bankhurst on Neil Rocks. Man, you know, listening to you, I have to say that you really remind me of a guy that I used to really enjoy listening to. In fact, I stopped listening to him for a period of time because what you said earlier, sometimes you hear people that sound so good that you just... You thought you heard it all, and you shake your head. You
right.
So, and that guy is Phil Kagi, and you actually just played with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was probably the coolest one of the coolest experiences of my life, and definitely the coolest musical experience of my life so far. Anyways, and you know, that was just incredible. I got to play with him at Kent Stage Theater, which is an awesome theater, and I've played there one other time actually with Nate Jones Band opening up for the Speed Bumps there, and the Speed Bumps actually I've been playing a bit with them too, and they have their CD release party that is November 29th I believe there too, but the show with Phil was just kind of like a last minute call. I got the call the day of the show by another guitarist that was supposed to play, and he couldn't make it, and he said, hey, you know, I heard you're a finger picker, and, you know, I heard some of your stuff. Why don't you go down and do it? And I said, sure. So Phil didn't even know who I was when I showed up there, and it was, like, incredible. But we busted out the guitars and played for about an hour together, which was, one of the coolest experiences of my life. And he has this beautiful Olsen guitar. A very crazy expensive guitar. He makes guitars for James Taylor as well. And that guitar was just incredible. It was awesome. And Phil's playing was just so incredible. I learned so much from him. I tried to have him show me as many licks as he could, you know, while I was there.
Absolutely.
With him.
You'd have to. And speaking of guitars, what kind of guitar are you playing here?
This is a Bob Thompson guitar.
Okay.
And Bob is located out of West Virginia. In a rural little part of West Virginia, but he's been building guitars. He's just a one-man shop. He's been building them, I think, for 35-plus years. He's, I think, about 72 or 3. And,
wow. So he knows what he's doing, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the sound that comes out of these things is, I've never heard it before. I mean, I've had high-end Martins, and some people might know Bourgeois or Collings, which is even higher end than those are like the boutique guitars, higher end than the Taylor and the Martins, and this one is really the best guitar I've ever heard in my life, and I've played a bunch of them, so it's really a pleasure to have it.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, it really does complement your style for sure. And you just came back from a little trip, didn't you?
Down in
Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. And that's where I recorded this album with a guy named Pete Hutlinger, who's a great finger picker himself, down in... I think he lives in West Mead, which is about 15 minutes away from Nashville. So that was just a great time as well.
Was that your first time down in Nashville?
That was, I believe, my third time down there, because I've been going down there ever since I picked up this fingerstyle stuff. There's a really cool event that happens there once a year, which is called CAS.
Okay.
That's the abbreviation, CAAS, and that stands for Chet Atkins Appreciation Society. So I'm a big Chet Atkins fan. He's a big influence of mine. So we get down there, and, you know, Tommy Emmanuel is there. Some of the best guitarists in the world show up there, and they're just kind of walking around. You can talk to them, you know. There's usually about 2,500 people that show up. It's at this hotel for a whole week. It's like 4 days, and it's just like a guitar player's heaven, you know. So I go there every year now. So
that's great. Yeah, it's quite quite the town. And well, it's great that you're bringing this back to Northeast Ohio here again. We're talking about your CD release party this Wednesday at Nighttown. I'm excited to hear this entire CD. You've got 14 tracks. The last track, Ride With Me, is one that we've been playing here on Neo Rocks for a while.
Sure. And this is a different one.
I
remember I told you I said I'd have a better one at some point, and I think this is better than the last one.
Well, I think I tracked you down at the 10x3 a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I said, I've got to get something of yours. So I'm glad we at least
thank you very much.
Well, let's hear another live tune. I want to hear this guitar somewhere. What are you going to play for us?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna go ahead and play an arrangement of Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. So,
Dan Bankhurst on Neo Rocks. wow, okay, I need to go home and relearn my guitar. That's what I need to do right now. Dan Bankhurst here on Neo Rocks. Wow, if that's just a little bit of what people are going to hear on Wednesday, people should definitely hear you Wednesday. Why don't you tell us more about the show, where people can find you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, sure. So the show is at Nighttown, and that's just right down at Cedar Hill. If you guys don't know where that is, they've got a website. You can type in Nighttown Cleveland. The show starts at 7, and it will go till 9:30. And like I said, we'll have some cool kind of surprises and a couple guest appearances in there. And yeah, you guys can check me out at Facebook. Just type in Dan Bankhurst, and then also my website, which is just danbankhurst.com.
I should also mention that you are the Cleveland Scene Magazine Band of the Week.
Yeah, yep. And
so people definitely, they can pick up a Scene Magazine at their local store, go to CleveScene.com and check out that article as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool.
Definitely.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming down.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me in here. I really appreciate it.
And we're gonna play another track off your CD again that's going to be released this Wednesday at Nighttown. Mm-hmm. Off the album At First Sight. This is the new, or I guess revised version of Ride With Me. Okay. Thanks again, Dan.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
Everything you did to me, darling, took me by surprise. So was this meant to be, baby? You and me, chilling like we used to. So all I really want out of life is you. You make me feel so special when I'm feeling blue, yeah. And I just wanna show you how simple life can be, yeah. If you'll just ride with me, baby, yeah. We're gonna do this thing together, oh yeah. And I said, ride with me, baby, yeah, no. We're gonna do this thing together now, together now, yeah. So give me one more chance, babe. I swear I will make this up to you now. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah. 'Cause you can be my queen now, and I will be your king just for today now. Now, yeah. And I said, ride with me. baby, yeah. Scooby-Doo.